Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food.
I need to stop using the word promptly. Delaney Mears is with us talking food. Delaney, morning to you. Good morning. Today it's the breakfast show. You've broken your fast.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did you break your fast with this morning?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Good one. All three of us drinking our
breakfast
supreme
coffee
our way
with Delaney
to
Mears.
An early grade. What's that?
Breakfast coffee with Delaney Mears. Coffee.
This morning
I broke my fast with coffee. However,
just coffee? Coffee,
yeah,
not coffee flavored cornflakes.
No.
What is for someone who's the food monitor here on the breakfast show? what is breakfast for you? I bet it's exciting. I bet it's full of coffee.
I love oats.
Me too. Rolled or scotch?
Either or. Mix it up.
I think I've got an affinity to scotch because my granddad used to make really good scotch rolls.
Scotch oats are finer, aren't they?
They're flakier?
More. Yeah, slightly flakier.
More
give
thistle-y.
You a creamier porridge. I also love ground linseed on top or a sprinkle of Alisa.
Taste of ground linseed.
And I, at the moment, love tamarillos. Lightly poached.
Tree tomatoes.
Go on.
Tomatoes. That's what they used to be called.
Dollop of yogurt. Do you know, weirdly, I also love a chopped up golden kiwi fruit with yogurt on porridge.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I mean, you're New Zealand.
The other thing I like is sourdough, which I am...
We're back with the sourdough again, aren't we?
It's hard to leave.
And peanut butter. Quite like the Fix and Fog honey peanut butter. That's beautiful. Butter, then peanut butter, and then a smushed banana, and then a sprinkle of LSA.
So what's the correct way of smushing a banana?
Well... I'm a smusher, so I will cut a banana in half and lay the half banana on the toast and then go smush, smush, smush with my knife. My friend Laura in Wellington thinks I'm a maniac, and she's a slicer. She's a banana slicer.
She needs help.
So
a banana slicer can
I'm
just...
I'm a banana slicer.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
are?
Get some
yeah.
help.
You've
People
seen
like
the spreadsheets
slicing.
I make. It makes sense.
You actually are a banana slicer.
I mean, I'm a smusher. She's a slicer. It's just what happens.
Bananas are comical, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Comical.
Hey, bananas are actually, bananas are great to freeze, as you know, but you've got to peel them before you freeze them because otherwise you're getting freezer burn with the black.
Is that what the black is, right? I was going to say, how come they look like they'd be burned in a fire? They're still delicious inside, are they?
Yes, they are still delicious inside. Actually, I was
great to chuck into a smoothie, a frozen banana.
Exactly. Aye, aye, aye. And also, if you just blend up frozen banana with a little bit of peanut butter and a little bit of dark chocolate.
Yeah,
it's basically ice cream.
Yeah,
and kids love it. Just like, hey, it's ice cream, but it's bananas.
Which brings us to today's topic, Delaney.
It does.
If you're like me, it's doing your head in sometimes trying to explain to children to eat their vegetables.
Yes.
This was from a listener, and it was worded quite beautifully. I'll see if I can find it. My children are little shits. They won't eat anything that seems even remotely healthy. How do I sneak vegetables?
Yeah, I liked that.
Intravenously.
Because, I thought sneaking was a good question because, I mean, I don't know how to actually try and
philosophically
reason with
yeah.
children or philosophically.
So, I mean, so what you're saying is, as opposed to this this texter, you're not prepared to lie to children.
No, yeah.
But also, it's not the area of expertise.
I'm into the sneaky veggies. Yeah.
Do you know what though? This is my the particular operative I'm talking about. She'll go. You go here. We'll have some of this, and she'll just go. Oh, yeah. You see her just cruising, looking over, and go. What's this? Pull out the tiniest little bit of green that somehow come off the fork.
Okay.
And fall into it, and just go. No. And she'll just wash her hands of the whole thing.
Okay.
Like,
my first idea. Do they like burgers? Do you do homemade burgers?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at cooking, but okay. yeah, we do
Would
homemade burgers.
Would your kids
burgers,
eat a homemade
yeah,
burger?
Yeah. But with, you know.
Because there's an amazing amount of vegetables you can sneak into a meat patty.
Solid.
If you've got a food processor.
This is the thing with mince and sausage mystery.
Yes.
No one knows what's in there.
So mince, you can bulk it up with carrot, works well. But honestly, you've got a food processor it so it all, you know, grinds together.
No, she'd know that. She'd know.
Well, you can try. So, carrot's a good one. Chuck some beetroot in there for a slight pink tinge.
Oh, I bought one of those beetroot burger patties the other day.
Oh, yes.
Haven't eaten it yet. Looking forward to it.
Beef
wow.
fruit. Oh, beef yeah. fruit. That's what they used to be called at the
did they?
Yes. The old food truck garage.
It's like fruit but made of beef.
It's not the best.
Anyway.
Not the best portmanteau in the world.
I think, and any kind of green veggies, you can just honestly blitz up with your mints
into a patty. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. She's going to know. She's going to go, "That's what's that green in there?"
There are nuggets you can buy, and I can't shill because I can't remember the brand. But they are deliberately sneaking vegetables. They're chicken nuggets that have blended cauliflower.
Yeah, like bulk it up with cauliflower instead of actual flour. Mm. And there's a sneaky veggie. Actually did cauliflower rice the other night for the first time.
How do you do that?
You blitz up cauliflower. Mm. I just gently sautéed it in a frying
pan. Just gently?
Added some turmeric for colour and flavour.
Very popular.
Then, get this. Tried cooking halloumi on the side, but the halloumi absolutely shed itself and melted all over the pan.
So some do that liquid. More than others, huh?
And so my genius boyfriend was like, just chuck the cauliflower rice in the halloumi. So it was like this cauliflower cheesy scramble, and it was delicious.
This is the thing with guys. We just improvise. We just have seven condiments on a plate.
Yeah. Lots of condiments.
I'm sorry to put that out there, gentlemen. But let's be honest, right?
Just anything that resembles
some mayonnaise and some peanut butter.
So you can try halloumi cauliflower scramble with your kids. But I don't know. Maybe they're into it.
Yeah, maybe.
Now the other one, do they like another one? Smoothies? Do they like smoothies?
Yeah, but she'll check the smoothie. She'll sniff and check.
Does it like berries? Like berries and smoothies like overpowers everything. So you could get a couple of leaves of.
I'm not trying to destroy your game here, Delaney. I'm just saying I'm dealing with a very A very sharp and cunning.
So she does not like any green vegetables at all. Is that the situation?
Basically, you have to. It's basically like bean race. Have you ever had a bean race? Get a bean. 1, 2, 3, go. Who can eat the bean the fastest? Like that sort of. Right. It's to that degree.
So it does seem quite psychological, though. Mm. It seems like any sneaking is being met with.
Well, this is the thing. You get caught sneaking at once. Yeah. You get caught sneaking a bit of broccoli into something once.
It's a trust issue.
It is, and then forevermore your trust will be questioned. And I don't want to be that guy. You know,
the reader. However, the listener, she's wanting to sneak. So I think I think the beef patties.
She's prepared to go there.
Which can be meatballs as well. Or we just talked about smoothies, which is another way I think.
It's a shame you can't get like a patch, like a nicotine patch, but for vegetables.
But what about green pancakes? Like trying to reframe dinner. If they really, I'm getting laughed out of town.
But you can.
You know, like a dessert, like. You know, I love pancakes. And so if I was a kid and I wasn't super into vegetables, but I could have green pancakes for dinner and they were like full of veggies. But I could still have all the condiments.
The green eggs and ham books ruined anything green.
Oh, true. I could still have, you know, a dollop of sour cream and a dollop of something delicious.
That's a really good sneak because I remember my mother a very long time ago would make pikelets and she could put food colouring in the batter and you'd be like, these are insane.
Yay, red pancakes.
And
pink
then
ones.
If she gradually just subbed out the blue food colouring for blueberries or something, I would
totally.
Love it.
You're into it.
Right,
right.
I see where you're going there. I was also talking to
a mum last night at an event and she said that if she puts food out on a platter, like nibbles, you know, like carrot sticks and dips and things, her kids will just lap it up. But if she tried to just cook the vegetables and put them on a dinner plate, there'd be no chance.
That's amazing.
So she does like platter dinner.
Aspirational foods.
Totally. And then coming back to the...
Don't you kids touch those carrots. I'm going to go out of the room. Oh, that sort of stuff.
But coming back to the colour thing, a friend of mine who also has a little kiddies, she makes a beetroot dip. It's actually an old recipe in the Herald. So it's like a bright pink, pinky purple dip. And then she'll do a green one with like peas and mint and yogurt and lemon.
Traffic lights.
Yeah. So her kids are just like, you know, having this dippy dinner.
That's great.
And that's another way to sort of just.
Dippy, gooey.
Get those veggies in there.
When you and I were sorting out our coffees just before, cheers, Supreme.
Yes.
We were talking about another food that you and I love greatly. And Mikey will bring you into this. What do you reckon about fried chicken?
Oh. Unfortunately, I've been to a chicken farm and scared the living shit out of me.
Hey, I went to an organic chicken farm and I...
That's a proper chicken farm. Not the chicken farm that we went to, which was so gross, man.
Crushing dreams.
Wow. Those chickens you buy in the supermarket. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, those chickens that you buy in the supermarket...
It's breakfast time.
Those chickens that you buy, like, I'm not going to mention a brand name, but yeah, it's like maybe Teagle chicken or something like that. But the, just like a good old supermarket, you know, run-of-the-mill. Look at you, you... deeply depressed I've gone there.
This is a good point. We can get back on track by saying, what are the ethical brands out there? Is it Rangitika or something that's...
Let me just get to the point there. Those chickens that you are buying are 8 weeks old. Okay. So from egg to that size chicken in 8 weeks. Really? And they don't have feathers. They don't cluck because they're only 8 weeks. They go, and they're gross.
I don't want to talk about fried
chicken. Oh, yuck, I can't believe it, people. Oh,
I did go to an organic chicken farm earlier this year.
Which would have been a dream. That would have been amazing.
Had a great time.
Healthy chickens.
They were free roaming. And
do you still keep in touch with some of the chickens?
Eating organic apples. Regularly at Countdown.
Great time.
I'm
looking forward to going back there this summer.
Anyway, can we talk about fried chicken?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
fried chicken made from Bostock's Rangitika or Waitoa.
Wait till I give the shout out to the Clevedon cheese in a minute.
Their chicken is delicious. Fried chicken. You were telling me, Sarah, about
there's chai. I think it's called Chai Lounge, which is a kind of offshoot of the family that bought you Satcha. So there's one in Sandringham and there's one on Great North Road and one on K Road. And Chai Lounge is kind of making use of the delivery alley next door.
Little bar.
Pinning up some Hessian sacks, got a big fridge full of craft-type drinks and some kind of snacky foods. And instead of karage chicken, which is a delicious Japanese fried chicken, they have a menu item called curryage chicken.
And is it spiced?
It's spiced. It's the kind of Indian spice that you'd sprinkle over your dahi puri, but on kind of popcorn-y size.
So small,
chicken.
Yeah, good.
Is the 8-year-old, is the 8-week-old chicken or is it proper chicken?
It's proper chicken.
Proper chicken.
Sounds delicious. Proper chicken. I had fried chicken last night at Kai Pacifica on Mount Eden Road. And Kai fried chicken, KFC. And that was really great. I've had that a few times.
Kai Pacifica being the restaurant, is it Dr. Robert Oliver?
Yeah,
I think
he's the Pacific food expert.
He is.
He crowdfunded to do Auckland's first Pacific focused restaurant.
Wow.
And
total dude.
Yeah, it's awesome. Mm. We had raw fish two different ways. But they have about four different ways on their menu.
Is it time for raw fish? Any time's the right time for raw fish.
Absolutely. Right? Yum. Definitely.
Yum, I love it.
Yeah, love it. And there's so many different kind of ways you can do it. You can do the the ikamata with the coconut, or you can do poke, which is more kind of sesame, I think, sometimes. Or Kokonda, which is the Fijian one. So some are just citrus, some are coconut, some. Yeah, I mean, I could raw fish. Delicious.
I've got a couple of. We've reached that time in the segment, Delaney, where we've got a bit of listener feedback.
Great.
My 5-year-old can detect a single atom of onion. No, it says there. I know that. No.
Dear, an onion. Well, I mean, do you need to put onions in your meat patties? Not necessarily.
No, I'm saying they're just obviously trying to get onion into the mix and it's not happening.
Yeah. I mean,
five years old, you're pushing it.
Onion. I feel like onion's something that'll come later.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder how onion even got in there, to be honest.
I heard I heard a food writer speak a couple of years ago, Ruth Reichel, who
was at an onion conference or something.
But she was explaining.
She was meat expert.
Well, she was the New York Times food critic.
Listen to you guys, eh?
And she she had an 11-year-old at the sort of peak of her career.
She ate an 11-year-old.
No. Oh. Her son would only eat 5 kinds of white food. And if he took one out, he'd replace it with a different white food. So it's sort of like chicken, rice,
bread,
pasta,
cookie
cheese,
dough, maybe. Cookie dough,
maybe. Yeah. And that was it. And she said, I'm this sort of respected food person and I'm tearing my hair out because my child won't eat other things. And often it is just something that comes with age. So onion, I think, is one maybe.
Got a good just one in here saying, my toddler is fussy, but this morning she had a beetroot berry spinach smoothie and she was none the wiser.
All right.
I love it.
All you need to do is lie to her about the red dye in the swimming pool and she takes a piss in the pool and you'll have covered all those children lies.
That's fine.
How's the way that every parent in this country lied to their children about that? You liars.
Well,
I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe.
Obfuscation.
I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I think it'd be a beetroot smoothie.
How can you believe all the
idea.
Other things they said to us?
I don't know. Isn't that what being a teenager is?
Just not believing anything your parents said.
I hate you.
Just pissing in swimming pools and stuff. And
yep.
Not believing Santa and stuff, just stuff like that.
Yeah, why would you do that? Idiotic.
Yeah. I'm a grown-up. Someone said here, I had a scotch for breakfast. We're talking about Scotch oats.
A Scotch oats.
No, they're saying they had a Scotch for breakfast.
A Scotch steak?
No, Scotch, a drink. Oh. Scotch, just glass of Scotch.
I was like, Scotch egg, Scotch steak.
I really love that your brain went to all of those places.
Scotch egg. Hey, I don't want to surprise you. What are you bringing? I'm bringing my Scotch eggs. It's like a meatloaf but in an egg.
Probably a little bit much for breakfast, but I mean,
Scotch egg.
A place.
Oh, Scotch. For some reason, I think a Scotch is sort of okay for breakfast. If you're going to have some alcohol, I mean, better than a wine cooler.
If you're in a film noir or you're a detective in a pulp novel.
I'll tell you what, shout out to those detectives and pulp novels out there.
In the airport lounge, maybe.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anybody who's... Bubbles. No, that means you're going to be getting off the plane into a car. Some sozzled old Don Draper
Scotch
getting in the
steak.
Car off the tits.
It's a bit meaty. Breakfast time.
Yeah, so maybe only
special
Scotch
coffees?
Shows.
Special coffees? Mexican coffee? Irish coffee?
Delicious.
Colombian. Well, it's quite a menu you've got there.
It's a little sneaky way to get booze in your morning, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
So speaking of
okay.
Sneaky.
Okay. Thanks, Delaney. So we'll be again this time next week, shall we?
We shall.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.